Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, Tolos, Dan B., the man, the myth, the legend, who does so much for the Upset Picks Challenge, he was on it today, man. Sometimes, you know, he's busy, he has a job, he has a family, he has a life. Sometimes it's Tuesday or so before we get the Upset Picks Challenge standings in, but not this week. Dan B., all over it. Tolos, did you hit this weekend? If you don't know, guess what? You go right now to the Fan Upstate on Twitter, also on Facebook. If you haven't done so, make sure you give us a follow. You can also follow me at The Cole Bryson, and you can see those standings right now. Where are you, Tolos? Let's see. Let's look. Dan B., again, big shout out to him for his work. But if you go to the Fan Upstate, like I'm doing right now, you'll see where you are on the board. I took a step back because, who was it? UCF could not pull it out against Kansas State. Deeply, deeply disappointed. But Dave Mosley did not hit. April on YouTube said finally he went down. So Dave Mosley finally cooled off a little bit. Let's look at some statistics real quick, though. Regarding the Upset Picks Challenge, Dan B. says 8 new Tolos to the challenge this week. So to the 8 of you out there who played and entered the challenge for the very first time, appreciate you. Appreciate you doing so. We love having you as part of the challenge. 1 fell off the board, 11 new on the board, only 2 people with 3 in a row this week. No double-digit upsets this week for the first time this year. How about that? No double-digit upsets. 220 total players this year. Of those 220 Tolos who are playing, 122 of you on the board. And the last 3 weeks have been 139, 146, and 142 picks. So we need a big, big push this week when the Upset Picks Challenge opens again on Wednesday. On Wednesday. A lot of fun, but let's look and see where you Tolos are real quick. Texter says, American fans threw a beer at Rory's wife. Unacceptable. That is unacceptable. I don't condone throwing beer at anybody or throwing anything at anybody. I promise I don't. I don't like the overboard stuff, but you know what? The chirping, I don't have a problem with. You cross a line, and if you cross the line, I think I can admit that you were in the wrong there. So let's look at the Upset Picks Challenge leaderboard. On the left side, we have Dave Mosley still leading the way with 55 points. Delvin has hit three times in a row. He's hot right now, man. He's all the way up to 23rd, but it goes like this. Starting at number one with Dave Mosley. Dave Mosley, USC, Justin, Bofrom, Greer, Canes, Transplant, Gamecock, Tim, Michael T., Rebel of All 51, Keith and TR, Leprechaun of Lyman, Joey Bruton, Trey in Kentucky, that's your top 10. Tolo, Panther Boy, Who's Your Daddy, Puppy Monkey Baby, John Rhodes, Justin L., Nasty, F.U. Ashley, Jacob in Spartanburg, Frank Wagner, MD75, that is your top 20. Tigerville, Bo, Delvin, Philip Rollins, Jeremy Nix, that is your top 25. Percy, Scotty Mack, Spartanburg J, Rory in Spartanburg. Hope you're okay, Rory. Hope nobody threw beer at you. Kane, Shane in Sugar Tit, Tim D in Easley, that's your top 30. Benny Bulldog, Steve Square, Jersey Joe, JWE, RJ, Tiger Pal Rachel, Brandon in Spartanburg, Tolo Phil, West Virginia Fan 214, Corn Chip, JC, Coach AJ, Isaac, Eric B, Kenny 387 in Union, Jaybird's Better Half, Lee Corso, Kevin Bugs, Michael, Gus Mosley, and Tall Tigers Fan 24. That is the top 50 in the Upset Picks Challenge. How about that? That's the top 50. I am on the board at 77. A long, 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 long way to go for me. I'm telling you, man, a long way to go. Did Diesel hit, by the way? Let's see, Diesel, did he finally get on the board? I don't think so. I'm looking. Let's make sure. Diesel. No, I don't see it. Dan B's all the way up to 67th, though. How about that? 9.5 points for Dan B. Dewey at 58, man. If Dewey can be on the board, Tolos, you can be on the board, see? If Dewey can do it, so can you. So that is... That's the leaderboard for the Upset Picks Challenge. If you're listening right now and have not participated yet in the challenge, we'd love to have you a part of the challenge. RJ says, I heard that Clemson was a 10-point underdog last Saturday to the bye week. Any truth to that rumor? There might have been a little bit of truth to it. I don't know what the spread was on the bye week. I don't know, but there might be some truth there. And another texter said, no, the fans were a bit much at the Ryder Cup. So I would be mad too. Maybe they were overboard. And Tolos, I apologize. I wasn't really, really overly tuned in to the Ryder Cup this weekend. I care more about football than I do golf. So thank you for letting me know, Tolos, that the fans did go overboard. And if they did, I do hate that. But you know what? Boy, the game of golf, you have the fans right there on you. It's tough to expect everybody to behave, right? That's not giving them a free pass to misbehave, but you do hate to hear that. Hurricane Jeff says, I hit on the Illinois game. Since I'm on the road, would you be able to tell me what place I'm in? Yeah, I can, Hurricane Jeff. I can tell you what place you're in. Be happy to. You hit on the what game? Illinois? Let's see here. I'm going to start at the bottom. Oh, how about Bill Bender getting on the board this week? Hurricane Jeff, right? That's what I'm looking for. Oh, man, Hurricane Jeff. He says he's on the board. Dan B might have to help me. No, I found you. Hurricane Jeff, you are in 83rd place with 6.5 points. Not too far behind me. Thank you, Dan B. I'm sorry I wasn't looking at the stream when you put that on there. So you're on the board, but you're way, 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 way back as of this week. But as I was saying, if you have not participated in the Upset Picks Challenge yet, make sure you do so this week, man. It's a lot of fun. Let's see if we can have a record number of Tolo entries this week. It will be a lot of fun. All right, let's get into it. AP Top 25 came out. It was released yesterday. Who moved up? Who moved down? Where do you think your team should be compared to where your team is? If you have not seen the latest top 25 In the AP poll, we react right now at 844-326-3663. Also on the stream, 74 Tolos watching right now on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Ohio State, no surprise, is still the number one team in the country. After their win over the weekend, it wasn't the prettiest in the world, but guess what? They got it done. They got it done, and Ohio State remains number one. Tolos, do you think the Buckeyes are truly the best team in college football? I think it's hard to argue that. I think they are. Look, I'm really, really high on Oregon. By the way, Oregon now at number two in the AP poll. They moved up four spots from where they were. I'm really high on Dan Lanning, really high on the Ducks. I think Oregon, Ohio State would be just a fantastic football game, as it was twice last year. Dan Lanning won in the regular season. Ohio State obviously got the last laugh in the college football playoff. But Oregon's for real. So if you have not seen the AP Top 25, it goes Ohio State 1, Oregon 2, Miami 3, Ole Miss 4, Oklahoma moved up two spots to number 5, A&M moved up three spots to number 6, Penn State fell four spots to number 7. So after the loss to Oregon, Penn State still in the top 10. Indiana moves up three spots to number 8. Texas moves up a spot to number 9. Alabama moves up seven spots to number 10 after their big win over Georgia this past weekend. Alabama looked really, really good, by the way. So they move up seven spots. Alabama now the 10th best team in the country, according to the AP poll. Texas Tech moved up one spot to 11. Georgia, after the loss to Alabama, fell seven spots and are now number 12 in the country. LSU, my goodness. They dropped nine spots after the loss to Ole Miss on the road. They're now number 13 in the country. Iowa State, 14. That's where they were last week. No movement there. Tennessee at 15. No movement there. That's where they were last week. Vanderbilt moves up two spots. And by the way, the Commodores still undefeated, 5-0. I don't think they're getting enough respect. I don't think they're getting near enough respect. 5-0, Vandy should be higher than number 16, shouldn't they? Same thing with Georgia Tech. They're 5-0. And they moved down a spot. Vandy 16, Georgia Tech 17. Florida State dropped 10 spots to number 18 after the loss to Virginia on Friday night. Missouri, again, maybe a little bit disrespect there. They're 5-0, but they're only 19th in the country. Michigan dropped a spot to 20th. Notre Dame moved up to 21st. Illinois at 22. BYU at 23. Listen to this. Who would have thought? The Cavaliers of Virginia, number 24 in the top AP poll, and Arizona State 25. What's your reaction to that, Tolos? At 844-326-3663. If preseason I told you that on the 29th of September, neither Clemson nor South Carolina would be in the top 25, but Virginia would be in the top 25, I don't think you'd have had that on your bingo card, right? I don't believe anybody saw that one coming. Virginia with a huge win over Florida State that catapulted them into the top 25. Let's see. JB on YouTube says Oklahoma is not the number 5 team in the country. These polls are ridiculous. Indiana isn't top 10 either. JB also says, I don't see how anybody died in all that mess at Virginia, Mad. We'll see how for real Vandy is this weekend. They beat Bama, and they'll be a top 10 team come Sunday. He also says Clemson's next coach is coaching Virginia right now. Talking about Tony Elliott. You think that's Clemson's next coach, JB? I don't know, man. I don't know. I will say, to give credit where credit's due, Tony Elliott, the job that he's done at Virginia, no other coach in college football had a deal with what Tony Elliott had to deal with in his first few seasons. To be able to battle and stay the course through that rough time and now be, 4-1 on the season and have his team in the top 25. I'm not going to go as far as JB as what you said in terms of him being Clemson's next coach. Who knows? You never know. Obviously, having ties there and being the offensive coordinator would be interesting, but, man, just to see the job he's done. So my reaction to the AP top 25, I don't know about Oklahoma yet. I think with John Mateer, they're definitely a top five team. However, they don't have John Mateer right now. So how long they remain in the top 10 without their quarterback due to the hand injury, I think that's going to be interesting to watch. Who does Oklahoma have this weekend? They're 4-0. Let's see. Oh, they've got Kent State Saturday. So ultimately, they'll be fine until next week. Then the next Saturday, they play Texas. Then they're at South Carolina. Then they host Ole Miss. Then they're at Tennessee. Then they're at Bama. Then they're hosting Mizzou. And then they finish with LSU. What a brutal rest of the schedule. What a brutal rest of the schedule for Oklahoma. I mean, that is a tough, tough road right there. So if they're going to somehow, some way stay in this AP top 25 or have a shot at the college football playoff, man, they're going to have to get that quarterback back quick because that is an absolute brutal, brutal schedule remaining for Oklahoma. So that's interesting. I do think Vandy's being disrespected a little bit in the AP top 25. Right now they are 16th. They moved up two spots, but them and Georgia Tech, man, I think they're being disrespected a little bit. 16 and 17, they're both undefeated. You've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 teams ahead of them with a loss. I just don't know, man. I don't know. I think there might be a little disrespect there. Let's go to the phone lines, 844-326-3663. Who we got?
Hey, it's Guy. How are you?
What's up, Guy? How are you?
Good. Do you remember, even the BCS didn't weigh in until October. I mean, you know, I'm thinking of how all the talk was as to who was the Heisman candidates those first weeks in August, and who are we talking about now?
You're talking about as far as the Heisman goes?
Any of it. I mean, what did Notre Dame have to do to fall out of the top 25, whereas what does Vanderbilt and Georgia Tech have to do to move up? I mean, you know, they are both ranked over Notre Dame now, but Notre Dame was 24 at 0-2.
They were 0-2, and they had not fallen out. I think to your point, though, Guy, the Heisman conversation is so interesting because kind of going off of what you were saying before the season, it was Cade Klubnik, Garrett Nussmeier. We had all the conversation about these guys, and now you're talking about Dante Moore of Oregon being the favorite, Ty Simpson at Alabama being in the conversation, Fernando Mendoza at Indiana now being in the top conversation. Carson Beck still getting attention. But, no, you're right. Ultimately, man, from what we thought oh, how about Arch Manning? Where's that conversation gone now, you know?
Well, that, in fairness to him, I mean, he was under scrutiny when he was a zygote. So, I mean, what are you going to do with him? So, yeah, I feel really bad for him. I mean, he came out of Manning. He wasn't going to just be in high school, so.
Thanks for the call, Guy.
Take care.
Appreciate you, man. 844-326-3663. It's a good conversation, though. AP top 25, right now it's the AP poll, and there's a lot of, you know, what about this team, what about that team. We all know the college football playoff poll is the only one that matters, but, man, to think that Georgia Tech and Vandy haven't done enough to be in the top 15 of the country right now, it blows my mind. You've got six teams ahead of them. I think those are two teams that are sitting there thinking, what else do we have to do? We're 5-0. We'll see, though. We'll see. Grayson Mann, TigerNet.com. You hear him every Monday at this time. He'll join the show next right here on the Fan Upstate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every single Monday at this time, we bring on Grayson Mann of TigerNet.com to talk Clemson football. I am solo today, so Grayson, you're stuck with me the entire segment. Thoughts and prayers to you before we start. But Clemson on a bye this weekend. What possibly could a Clemson beat writer do when his team's not playing?
So Saturday, I went out and played some golf.
Wow.
With the excellent Childress of the Roar, Toby Corson, and the Tiger Illustrated, and Griffin Barfield of a Clemson SI. And we shot 5-under through 18. Pretty solid performance, I would say.
Best ball, or what was it? I mean, how'd you perform?
We're doing a best ball. I think I did okay. I think that my driving game has improved significantly, Cole, and that was an issue starting out. I don't think that my short game is where it should be, but overall, solid performance from myself on Saturday. I felt like I contributed to the team, hit a couple clutch shots, couple clutch putts to secure some birdies.
I'm proud of you, man. I'm proud of you. Not a bad day on the course there. Clemson obviously on a bye, and here we are now, Grayson. on the 29th day of September, with Clemson 1-3 looking to make something of this season. You've had some time this past weekend to reflect on the start for the Tigers. What do you feel like's the biggest takeaway in your mind from what you saw in those first four?
Yeah, it's the word that I keep using is jarring. And I think it's no longer this shock value of, man, I can't believe Clemson has dug itself in such a hole. You sort of use the week to look back at past problems. And I think for Clemson, a lot of it was the same issues talking up. The defense isn't where it should be. Some of the technique, maybe the receivers, you go down the list. And there was always a short or a small fix that Sweeney used to sort of patch a hole in a tire, if we'll use that analogy. And this year, it feels like everything's come together at the wrong time. And LSU, you could sort of make the justifications, or if you're a fan, you're hoping that's a really good LSU team. Mm-hmm. I think we're discovering it's probably not a national championship contender, but certainly one that could compete for the playoff. Troy was probably when the concerns really started, for at least on my end, that, man, this may not be a very good football team. Sure. And so I sort of, as I reflect on the last four games, Cole, and what makes me excited about the next eight, and it's weird to say 1-3, why would you be excited? But this is a new era for Clemson football. It's no longer the giant of the sport that is should be considered to be a title contender every single season. There's a lot of work to be done. There's a lot of weeds in the backyard that need to be trimmed. There's a lot of care that needs to be put. Not that there isn't, but there's just a lot that needs to be fixed. I don't think there's one easy answer where Clemson's 4-0 or 3-1 instead of 1-3. And so that was my main takeaway. I rewatched every single game and came away with the same issues. Quarterback play isn't where it should be. A lot of whiffs defensively. Not the biggest fan of some of Garrett Riley's decision-making and play calls, but overall I don't think he's public enemy number one. So there's just a lot going on, and I think that there's an interesting perspective on how Clemson attacks these next eight games. I think UNC is going to tell us a lot. This team's had a lot of time to simmer the result and accept the fact that this is not a playoff season. How does that team respond moving forward in a game that people will watch more because they're waiting to see which coach collapses further into the hole?
Grayson Mann, TigerNet.com, joins us on the Fan Upstate every Monday at this time, 97.1 FM in Spartanburg, 97.7 FM in Greenville, and on the free Odyssey app as well as iHeartMedia app. Grayson, when you look at where Clemson is, I want to know, because we're either in one of two spots. The time you've had to reflect, where do you stand? Where do you land? We're either in, this is just a bad year, a blip on the radar, and Clemson's going to be back to where they have been, contending for national championships in a couple of seasons. Or we are either in, this is the beginning of the end when it comes to the Dabo Sweeney era at Clemson. We're in one of the two. We don't know right now which one we're in, but the fact of the matter is we're in one of the two, and there's a 50-50% chance, a 50-50, you know, a 50% chance we're in either one of them. Where do you think we are right now at this point based on what you've seen?
I guess I'll push back a little bit. I think the beginning of the end was in 2021. Okay. I think when Clemson started 4-3 and you really started to see the cracks forming and Clemson wasn't contending for the ACC, and that started to become a consistent trend. Obviously, they reclaimed their crown in 2022, but then you have 2023, another three-loss season that turned into four. You lost to South Carolina multiple times in this stretch. I feel like we've been tumbling down a mountain, and occasionally Sweeney would find himself, as he's fallen, catching this stump. And that was either Matt Luke, that was either the perceived Tom Allen move, that was Garrett Riley. So I do think that, Cole, when you look at it, Clemson's been in this program fall. It's just been very slow, and they were still able to find a way to make a playoff. They were still able to reach multiple ACC championships, but it's all kind of crashed. So I guess you could classify this as the end, and a rebirth is going to be needed when we go to 2026 and forward. So I haven't viewed this as all that. This came out of nowhere. I think the problems have been very evident. This was just supposed to be that year that, if not now, when? And so I guess that second point is true, is that there's not this sudden fix of 2026. I think, oh, they're going to be contenders. They'll be back into it. They're questions moving forward. So I do think that the problems have been there. I don't think 2025 was – I viewed it as it's either going to be a title-contending team and anything else is viewed short of a disappointment. I didn't expect 1-3, but it is sort of the culmination of a lot of issues.
Sure. No, I think that's well said. I'm with you. What do you believe right now the vibes are inside the program in terms of what you've heard, what you feel for Clemson fans out there that are just curious as to – where this team is mentally? I mean, do you feel like they're in a better spot, or if you know of any riffraff or anything where you feel like there's been some upset guys inside the program?
I think last week's fascinating, Cole, and I'm so excited for tomorrow and just to see what's the tenor of Dabo Swinney is. Everyone's had a long time, and 2 weeks doesn't feel like a long time, but Syracuse was not last this Saturday, but it's been a while since we've seen Clemson play on the field. So there's been time to swallow that tough pill. And it felt like on Monday and Tuesday, we got a lot of behind the scenes conversations with the players where we got to hear about how the team meeting went, how emotional it was, how raw people were getting their feelings out. People were getting sort of just addressing the elephant in the room, and things were said. And it was a very honest conversation from what we've heard. And so I think, Cole, when I think about where this team is moving forward, it's either going one or two directions. There's either going to be total checkout or there's going to be a rally. And what does that rally look like in terms of wins? I don't know. But what I've seen on the field and why you've seen a lot of chatter on social media, questions from the media, is about that effort specifically. Where is that going to lie against North Carolina team that you really, in all fairness, should be beating? Watching this team, there's a lot more issues with Bill Belichick than I'd say are with Clemson's program. They're in two different spots, obviously, talent-wise, and that's part of the big issue. But there's some weeds. If there's some weeds in Clemson's house, there are some animals that shouldn't be resting in Belichick's house. That there's a raccoon in the attic, and you're panicking with a broom trying to get it out of the roof.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of Saturday's fascinating for a lot of reasons, and that's partially why.
And that brings us to Saturday as we start looking ahead, Grayson, to Saturday's matchup in Chapel Hill. Clemson on the road with this 1-3 start. You feel like this could be a game where you're going against a bad North Carolina team. Maybe we start to see a trend where this offense starts to figure things. I'm not calling for an App State game a season ago, to that effect, but a game in the sense of this offense looks drastically improved. Maybe that has to do with them being better. Maybe that has to do with North Carolina being bad.
Hey, maybe you do get one of those. I mean, the Power 4 margins would tell us that Clemson's in for a comfortable victory on Saturday, but I guess you truly do never know. We have Ludacris performing at 9:45 in the morning, and I'm not a big Ludacris fan, but I know that there are people that would rather probably see him at 7:45 p.m. instead of 7:45 a.m. Interesting thing there, obviously off track, but I do see this as a game, Cole, and I hate to call it a must win when the season's not – this is not a win for a playoff game. This is not a win for positioning in the ACC championship. This is a win where I think on paper there's a – clear coaching deficiency, and it's weird to say that about Bill Belichick, but this is a very poorly coached UNC football team. Rewatch their game against UCF this morning. There's guys running into each other. There's just a lack of communication on all fronts. That's a big mess that Belichick's got to clean up in North Carolina. So for Clemson, you go in there, there's a lot, I think, more wrong with them than wrong with the Tigers. And there's a game that you have to win to go in there, restore some confidence. If it's bad now, I can't imagine that conversation Monday morning when we're talking about a really bad North Carolina. I think the average margin of defeat between the last two games, I think they've been outscored a total of 84-23. I mean, they have not been good at all. At least Clemson's had the losses of, okay, well, we've had a walk-off field goal and a 7-point loss to LSU to look at. North Carolina's got the brakes beaten off of them. And so that's to UCF and TCU. There's some certain factors there. I just see this as a game that Clemson has to win. It would be pretty inexcusable if they don't.
A little bit of a format breaker here, Grayson. Right now, off the cuff, who's the best team in the ACC?
Oh, goodness. I would have to be inclined to say Miami right now.
Okay.
Even though I'm a big Georgia Tech believer, I do think they escaped on Saturday in Winston-Salem. There was an absolute ref show. over there with the offsides call. Robbie Ashford was furious, and rightfully so. But Miami, to their credit, they've taken care of business, and that's been my biggest critique with Mario Cristobal, is that sometimes in the games that they really should just comfortably stride by, they're barely hanging on, and then eventually someone kicks them off the cliff, and Miami tumbles and tumbles. Their defense has gotten a lot better. Carson Beck's playing really solid football. I think Florida State is, unfortunately, Friday night's tough. I'm not going to give them too much,
no doubt,
too much grief for a loss to a Tony and Elliott Virginia team that is not going to get enough respect nationally. That's a good Virginia team. Chandler Morris can absolutely sling it. And Friday night on the road is difficult. I think Clemson fans were worried about that Louisville game. That's exactly why. Exactly what happened on Friday with the Cavaliers, yeah, and Elliott. Big win for him, by the way. I know a lot of Clemson fans,
sure,
have been pining for him to be back on campus, but he looks like he's building something special there.
It's really interesting when you look at the landscape of the ACC, Grayson. There's some interesting stories, and certainly North Carolina, one of those for all the bad reasons. You know, I think this whole North Carolina thing's fascinating because when you and I were at ACC kickoff, I had a couple of North Carolina players on, and one of the defensive backs that I had on, I asked him just straight up. I said, look, do you think this Bill Belichick guy, as old as he is, can come in and turn this program around? And he looked at me, and he asked me. He said, well, what do you think? And I said, I don't really think he can. I said, you know, I think he's the best coach ever in the National Football League, but it's a different sport. It literally is. And to be fair, it's been 1 year. I don't know how long Bill Belichick is going to give it at North Carolina, Grayson, but do you see this thing? You talk about Clemson turning it around. Do you see North Carolina turning it around under Bill Belichick?
Certainly not this year. I don't envision some 7-8 game win streak that starts with the Tigers. Maybe they surprised me on Saturday, but UNC was entering this season with a massive talent deficiency. I know Belichick went on a shopping spree in the transfer portal, but that was a lot of the leftovers just because of the nature of when he signed on.
Yeah,
all of the best players were really gone, and so they're having to pick basically everyone. The tables were reserved at Logan's Roadhouse and Texas Roadhouse, and he was having to go to some C-tier steakhouse across the street, and his steak was undercooked. So UNC was at a depth deficiency to begin with, at quarterback, at wide receiver, defensive back, and you saw that in that TCU game where that transfer from, I believe, North Dakota State had a field day against one of their DBs.
Yeah.
I do think Belichick's the greatest coach on the planet. Smart individual, cerebral individual, and obviously a lot of the baggage that he carries may not be worth the wealth of knowledge and experience that he brings, and I think we're seeing that a little bit over there. It's a little strange to have your 24-year-old girlfriend on the sideline with you
and
warm-ups drafting, where I can imagine a player's got a question. Hey, coach, oh, you're busy. Let me wait a second.
Sure.
But it's going to be interesting. I could totally see, you know, it depends also, to answer your question, Cole, what does North Carolina want to be? Do they want to be a playoff contender? Do they want to win 8-9 games a season? We don't know that conversation that they brought. I know Belichick says they want to be the 33rd NFL team or professional team.
Right.
That pipeline is a little bit scrapped, rusty right now. I'm sure that travel would be pretty brutal. So I guess it just comes down to, what does North Carolina want Bill Belichick to be? That's the ultimate question.
It is. It is the ultimate question. Grayson, man, TigerNet.com. One more question for you. When you look at this Clemson team, is it completely, this is just a curiosity question here, is it completely out of the realm of possibility for any coaching changes to be made, even if this thing were to get worse midseason? Or would you say that you expect Dabo to, based on what you've heard, to wait until the season's over to evaluate everything?
A midseason coaching change doesn't really feel like that's his style.
Yeah.
That's never been his MO. There's no precedent where, even with like the Kevin Steele West Virginia disaster, you waited till after the season. Wes Goodwin, you waited till after the season. Brandon Streeter, you waited till after the season. Now,
sure,
could it be made between the bowl game? Absolutely. If Clemson does make a bowl game, there has been plenty of precedent where he'll make a move, try to get him on campus and at practice. Chris Rumpf and Matt Luke specifically were coaching in the Gator Bowl after those moves were made. So we could see that then. A massive overhaul, though, it just depends on where they are. If they're 5-7, maybe Sunday morning, we're getting press releases that certain people are being let go. But I think it would take either a nuclear disaster where, let's say, Clemson's 1-6 and there's no choice, or you wait till after the bowl game. I do expect changes to be made. I won't ever want to call from anybody's job, but sure. I think with the way things are trending, there's going to have to be a change in shift in the program.
Grayson, how do you think Clemson, after this 1-3 start, can keep fans engaged? And I know fans will still buy tickets. I get that. But I mean, engaged to the point of where they were in the preseason. How do you keep or prevent fans from already wanting to know what's going to happen after the season while trying to keep them engaged in what could actually happen this season?
It's fascinating. I don't think the move will be made, but I think you make a change at certain positions and you start advertising the youth and the future of this program. And I think you and I both know where I'm going with this. You make a change of quarterback and you get fans to come in. How many times have we seen bad NFL teams that can't sell out a stadium? You bring in the rookie quarterback of the future and boom, you got thousands of extra seats
Giants
filled in
yesterday.
The Giants with Jackson Dart look like a completely different football team.
Yep.
Although Russell Wilson was playing terrible, but that, right. They beat the Chargers, who were the best team besides Buffalo in the AFC. So you try to advertise the future. Maybe there's more time for a guy like Amari Adams. Maybe Tristan Smith gets on the field more. Gideon Davidson, who, to Clemson's credit, and to be fair, Davidson's looked lost out there when he steps onto the field, hence the more playing time for Adam Randall, who hasn't been bad at all by any means. He's been pretty solid at tailback, but there's just a certain amount of, and obviously maybe if there's winning, they're going to be playing a good Florida State team who I think will be in the top 25. They'll play a really good Duke team. They'll play a really good SMU team. There's going to be some intrigue because that's the ACC championship rematch. There'll be Clemson fans in Columbia for South Carolina, but it's going to be tough moving forward. And it's letting a lot of air out of the tires when you have a team that was a national championship favorite in many circles. They're out of it before October hits the calendar. Sure. That's tough.
It is tough. And then I'll let you go with this one. You brought it up just now with position changes, especially at quarterback. Like if you were in Vegas right now and had a bet on it, do you actually think that's a possibility?
Now, this is the caveat to the quarterback argument is if we haven't seen him yet, that's a pretty damning statement on the backup and the confidence level.
Sure.
Dabo has been Cade's guy for a long time. And so there's also the money involved, the NIL. It's tough to bench a quarterback that's making the top dollar on your team.
Yep.
So maybe if things get worse, we'll see 17. I've been advocating for it to not much success, just in terms of you got to get data for 2026. That's a completely different conversation for another time. But if we're having that conversation on September 29th in 2025, whew, that season is not going well.
No, it hadn't. It has not. Making the trip, what are you looking forward to in Chapel Hill? You going to get out and explore any, Grayson?
So I got Tiger pregame in the morning for the Roar, so I got to kind of race over to the stadium and figure that part out. I've never been to Chapel Hill before for a football game. I've been to for basketball and been able to see that side of it. So I've been able to walk around campus. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
So excited to return. Not looking forward to the drive Friday, but we'll be all right.
Sounds good, man. Appreciate you as always.
Appreciate you, man.
Absolutely. GraysonManTigerNet.com. You heard him right here on the Fan Upstate. If you missed any of it, you can go back and catch it on the free Odyssey app. AUDACY. I ask you, Panther fans in the Upstate, a really important question in the next segment, and I need an answer at 844-326-3663.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so I've got a question regarding the Carolina Panthers, who, boy, didn't have a good weekend. In case you have not seen or have not heard, the Panthers took one on the chin Sunday. You know, they beat Atlanta the week before. We thought, boy, this team might be getting better. No, we're good. We're just, no, not the case. 42-13 win for the New England Patriots over the Panthers. And I don't know if you Tolos remember or not, but last week I said on the air with Diesel, he was here, and look, I said, look, they won, but look at the stats. Bryce Young wasn't good. You know, you can somehow win games in college football and in the National Football League and not look necessarily good doing so. Panthers offense didn't look great in the win against the Falcons. Yeah, you beat them 30-0, but Bryce Young wasn't good. So this week, what happens? Well, you just get absolutely demoed by the New England Patriots. And the question that I have for you Tolos out there that may be Carolina Panther fans, I want to know from you at 844-326-3663. Also, for those of you watching on the stream, if you are a Panther fan, is it too early to start thinking about the T word? Is it too early to tanking? Is it too early to start thinking about maybe tanking on the season? And I know a lot of you out there will say, Cole, you should never tank. What a loser's mentality. Mark Schlereth even came on this show about a year ago and said, tanking? You don't tank. You build a winning culture. Well, that winning culture is not necessarily going the way the Panthers want it to go. And, you know, the bad news is I just don't know if you can have the utmost confidence in Bryce Young changing this franchise around. Is Bryce Young a bad quarterback? I don't think he's horrible, but do we really feel confident And I know he ended the season on a good note in 2024, last year. Ended the season on a high. I get that. But do we really feel confident that all of a sudden this thing's back to normal? No, I don't think Bryce Young. Here's where I'm torn. I don't even know that Dan Morgan truly knows without a shadow of a doubt that Bryce Young's the guy. I think he would like to say that he is. I think he might tell the media that he is, but I don't know that even Dan Morgan, the general manager, believes it to be the case. So, is it too early to start thinking about tanking on the season? You're 1-3. Your playoff hopes are pretty much shot, right? At this point, you're not making the postseason. You're not going to win the division. You've got to make a decision on if Bryce Young is your guy, period. Am I saying that this team is Super Bowl ready around Bryce Young and has all the other pieces? No. No, no, no. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is I don't know how many Panther fans out there are actually confident that this guy's the answer for the future. Are we going to allow a few games on the back end of 2024 to convince us that he is? You gave up so much to go get Bryce. And ultimately, I don't know. I just don't know if you really feel good about it today. I really don't. I think you've got to figure out. I think you've got to start looking at options and figuring out what you want to do as an organization, as a franchise. I like Dave Canales, but maybe you see somebody in the draft. Maybe you see somebody in free agency that you can go get and that can keep this franchise stable for a few years. Kind of like the Vikings did with Sam Darnold, right? Even though he's now in Seattle. And I know Sam didn't work out for you guys. But the Panthers have just got to figure out now. They're faced with 1-3. They're not a good football team. They've got so many questions to ask. You've got to look in the mirror. You've got to have those tough conversations. And unfortunately, you don't really look at anything right now and see a lot of positive. I know you got Tedaro McMillan. You feel good about him. But, guys, he was pretty much yesterday. He was, what, 4 receptions, 62 yards. Yeah, he's going to be good in the NFL one day, we all think. But he's got Bryce Young throwing him the ball. Bryce Young was 18 of 30, 150 yards, a touchdown, a QBR of 43.6. I mean, come on, guys. That's not good. It's not good enough. It's just not, plain and simple. So we'll see. Maybe they can figure things out and start winning football games this season. But maybe it's time to think about tanking on the season. Figure out who you like and go get them. Tolos, it is Overreaction Monday. Want to hear from you. 844-326-3663. The phone lines are open. Also, the Hub City Spartan Burgers text line open. What did you see this weekend that you want to overreact about? It can be high school, college, or pro, but I want to hear from you next right here on the Fan Upstate.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.